All right, your weather forecast, going to be clouds and sun. Chance for some showers, maybe thunderstorms this afternoon. High around 77. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee is meeting at 5:30 this evening, room 303 at City Hall. The agenda includes a communication from the police department to talk about the removal of the concrete planters on the 18th Street Mall, results of this year's sidewalk inspection and repair program, including work by a contractor to shave off some of the edges, and the latest about plans to reconstruct Durand Avenue between Sheridan Road and Kearney Avenue, and a proposed contract amendment. Well, after sitting for several weeks, that big pile of concrete chunks hauled off to Mount Pleasant from a Waukegan Airport project for use by lakeshore residents of Lake Park to help fix up their crumbling bluffs, it's all gone. Moved to affected properties by a contractor in about a day and a half just before Labor Day. Those chunks of concrete donated to the village, and Racine County paid to have them hauled to Lake Park. Village President Jerry Garski telling trustees last night, additional concrete from Waukegan, that was hauled directly to the affected properties. Now, a company that recently bought a factory in Milwaukee has offered to donate what he calls boulder blocks. That's if the residents pay to have them moved.
People will have to haul them down there on flatbeds themselves because they said they wouldn't haul it, but they will be more than willing to donate this to help the cause.
He said it's hoped that the temporary measures will hold the bluffs until the Army Corps of Engineers decides if it will get involved in developing a more permanent solution. Two Kenosha fire stations would close and be merged into a brand new superstation. This proposal now under review by city administration, aldermen, and the firefighters union. It may get some attention at Wednesday evening's Public Works Committee meeting. Our partners at Gateway Public Radio say that Station 5 at 22nd Avenue and Washington Road and Station 3 at 22nd and Roosevelt are the targets for closure. The new facility, it would be larger and built at 22nd Avenue and 52nd Street, where an old elementary school remains shuttered. Catalyst, the immediate need to rebuild Station 5, according to Public Safety and Welfare Committee Chairman Rocco Lamacchia, who notes that the superstation idea was actually the development of a recent casual conversation with a couple of firefighters.
I went to the mayor and Mr. Pacetti, and I said, what do you think of this idea? And they said, we never thought of that. Let me think about it. About a week later, they came back to me and they said, we like your idea. So it's nothing set in stone yet. We either five's got to come down no matter what. But if we built a superstation, Bain School is almost right in the middle of the two fire stations.
And today's larger, heavier fire trucks play into the need for replacing Station 5 as well. Over two dozen misdemeanor counts of mistreating animals are filed against a Racine couple. They're accused of keeping more than two dozen dogs in their home in unhealthy and unsanitary conditions.
33-year-old Heather Jensen and 63-year-old Terry Bogard appeared in Racine Circuit Court Monday, where they pleaded not guilty to the charges. Officers said the floor was covered with a thick coat of dog fur. There was mud or feces streaked on the walls, and the smell was so bad they could only remain inside about 30 seconds. Jensen, who operated a dog rescue called Lucky Mutts from the home on Harmony Drive, cooperated with Humane Society representatives in removing 24 of the dogs. Family members were allowed to keep two family pets. Both Jensen and Bogard are scheduled to return to court in October for pretrial conferences. In the meantime, they were ordered not to keep animals as a condition of their bonds. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And if you're into cartoons, catch Kenosha's three-day festival of cartooning that begins Thursday, 6 p.m., with an opening reception for a show titled Editorial Cartoonist, Taming the Tigers. It'll be in the Mathis Gallery at UW Parkside. That will be followed by a panel discussion at the Rita Talon Pickens Center at 7 o'clock on the role of editorial cartoonist in the November election. The complete schedule online, www.kenoshacartoonfest.com. Be aware, this will be the last Kenosha Cartoon Fest until the year 2019, after six straight years. Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 31-year-old Latressa Smith of Oak Forest, Illinois, with marijuana possession. She claimed to be an Uber driver, and there was a passenger in the backseat of her vehicle when she was pulled over for speeding, according to the criminal complaint. The deputy who made that traffic stop reportedly smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle. It led to a search, and the charging document says inside was a cigar containing marijuana, as well as a small metal tin with some marijuana. Court records had Smith with three drug-related convictions in Cook County, Illinois, back in 2006 and 07. She'll be back in court September the 29th. A proposal to license online home-sharing services like Airbnb is going back to the drawing board in Kenosha. Alderman Jan Mikowski first proposing a $50 annual fee and a series of operational requirements for owners who use the service due to complaints from some of the neighbors near homes that are being rented out. Public comment was on both sides of the issue at the city's License and Permit Committee meeting. Stephen Lee saying he was kept awake one night by some rather noisy musicians who had rented a home nearby.
It needs to be somehow regulated a little bit so that the people like myself, when we are disturbed at 3 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock, we have some recourse.
The proposed ordinance would also require owners to submit contact information and the requirement that home sharing services themselves submit local user information. That's what drew the ire of Allison Smith.
We're just a small town. We're just a few people. They're not going to do it. So then does that mean that I'm not in compliance and you're going to take my license away? I mean, that's a huge question for us.
Alderman Mikowski willing, he said, to discuss compromises, both the license and permit and public safety and welfare committees voting to defer action. Miller Light Oasis on the Summerfest grounds getting an overhaul before next year's event, part of a multi-million dollar renewal of Miller Coors partnership with Summerfest and Meyer Festival Park. And the personal finance website Wallet Hub did a little in-depth analysis of the happiest states in America based on 28 key metrics, ranging from emotional health to income level to sports participation rate. Number one on the list, Utah. Wisconsin is 15th, Illinois 25th. Kenosha Unified School Board decides the base wage for teachers will be defined as current salaries for the purpose of contract negotiations. Board member Gary Kunich, though, warned against making a decision too quickly on this.
I do realize the urgency of doing this to get this done, but I also recognize the folly of making a decision too quickly where we're going to regret it a year or 2 years or 3 years down the road, and future school boards are going to regret it, and they won't be able to fix something that we unintentionally broke.
Board member Mary Snyder supporting the base wage being the minimum hiring salary to provide, she said, the most flexibility when it came to adequately compensating teachers.
So in other words, when we talk about incentives and we talk about rewards for additional certifications and we talk about, you know, people who've gone through national board certification, when we talk about all those things, a way for us to have the biggest pot of money to do that with is by saying that the base wage is the minimum wage.
No dollar amount set as the base wage per se. The 6-1 decision, with Snyder opposed, now gives administration needed direction with labor talks, which of course are limited by Act 10. The board deferred a new salary structure for teachers and a minimum hiring wage for teachers. Mount Pleasant's Village Board told last night that the Kraut Music Festival back on June 16th through the 19th raised about $13,000 after the bills were paid. Money going to go back into Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park improvements, the event again held there for the second straight year after having been there all those previous years, and where plans are already underway to do it again in 2017. Wisconsin's League of Municipalities, the Counties Association, and the Wisconsin Towns Association, they're all planning a joint summit up in the North Woods later this month, and they're going to talk about road funding. Jerry DeShane with the League of Municipalities says it'll be a first-of-its-kind attempt to unify competing voices for local road and bridge money. Road funding continues to be a debatable subject between the governor and legislative leadership. And a company from Silicon Valley promising real-time projections of election results in Wisconsin and other battleground states come November. VoteCaster and Slate.com planning to have the information available in all seven states as the day goes on, versus traditional news networks and wire services that rely on exit polls but don't publish results until after the polls close. Slate and VoteCaster planning to share those projection results all day long between the polls opening and closing. The Downtown Racine Area Design Review Committee is meeting at City Hall late this afternoon. That agenda includes the review of site plans and a facade grant request by Mark Picaro of Picaro Indian of Racine. That's a new motorcycle specialty shop in the 500 block of 6th Street. Proposed site plan improvements include decorative fencing, electronic messaging, a balcony addition, and expansion of the parking lot to include space created by the city raising the former Park 6 building, which was at one time also a carpet store. And there's a signage plan for review at the Benjamin Beer Company right across the street, also in the 500 block of 6th Street. It's just under a year away now from implementation, but the city of Racine is starting the process to set up the new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system. The Finance and Personnel Committee supporting the transfer of $400,000 in the Public Works Department and the capital budget. Commissioner Mark Yellen explained that the money is a combination of delaying other projects, bids that were too high, and some projects that didn't cost as much.
Would like to take advantage of money that the city has already borrowed and has been allocated that we for projects such as the clinic renovation that we don't have designed and we're not ready to execute. By being able to take advantage of, by being able to reuse the funds we have available now, we'll know how much we need to build into our budget next year for everything.
Finance Director Dave Brown reminding committee members about past borrowing for capital projects needing to be used, the money that is, within roughly a two-year window, and that shifting money toward other projects is nothing new. It happened in the second semester of last school year, and it occurred again Monday at Central High School in Kenosha County. A classroom panic alarm got activated, totally accidental, just like before. Principal Lisa Albrecht notifying parents and students by email, indicating the alarm button was mistaken by a student for starting a projector. Good news is that the high schoolers responded just as they should have, exiting the building quickly and orderly, except for those in the noisy lunchroom where the alarm apparently was not loud enough. That issue will be addressed. Everything else was back to normal within about 15 minutes. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee hearing from the president of the Racine County Prep Football League about the impact of a higher $50 per game fee to use one city chalk field at Humble Park instead of two in the past, where kids have been playing games since 1971, free for many years, formerly under the Old Timers Association. William Pucci asking the committee about the possibility of a grant to help cover costs, but at least be aware nonprofits are having a tough time with blanket fee increases.
You guys might go on assuming that, you know, raising the rates like that is acceptable. If no one's making any noise about it, I don't know where this is going to go. If it more than doubled from last year, I can't imagine what we'd be doing. I'd be forced to leave the city, you know, like so many other groups.
Park and Rec Director Tom Olbeck saying it's not about making money off these groups, but more about proper use and care of facilities.
We looked at the fees, we looked at the amount of time, and added it all up, and obviously we're not going to try to break even. We thought this was a good fee for the youth. And we have another group, that's the other thing, we have three football groups now and here that are looking for fields to use.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur said his committee bases its decisions on information, both verbal and documented.
How much you use per year, how many games, you know, this back and forth talking word of mouth is good, you know, but we need something actually written down in front of us so we can see what we're talking about. And for the most part, as I had mentioned earlier, and I'm not saying that we don't want to listen to what you have to say, but there's a reason why we don't waive fees.
Both sides will indeed have more discussion about the fees outside last night's meeting structure. The seasons, they're starting to change, in case you hadn't noticed. Summer toward fall, leaves are falling. Comes the reality that winter really isn't all that far behind, and that means a greater need by the homeless population in the Racine area. One saving grace for them has been the hospitality center at 7th and Main Streets in downtown. That's where Director Henry Perez is flat out asking the public for financial help to keep things going, claiming the need to raise $20,000 a month to cover all expenses. Perez asking for at least 2,000 members of the community to pledge $10 a month to run the hospitality center. He's also urging anyone to come check them out in person or online at hospitality-center.org/needs. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.